Our last presenter is Sean Steep.
Good morning, everybody. We looked at the response of Ligustrum japonicum to plastic multiplied over non-space containers. Just a little background information. Florida is ranked number 2 in the U.S. for ornamental production, and our revenues were about $1.8 billion in 2014. And approximately 85.6% of our ornamentals are grown in containers. And most of them start off in pot-to-pot production. And here's just a picture of typical pot-to-pot nursery production outside in containers. They're placed in beds. And here's one of the issues we have. If you don't weed these guys, you get weed proliferation very rapidly. And some of the inputs and challenges to this system is that container ornamentals need about a third of an inch per acre per day of irrigation. And that average is about 8,150 gallons acres per day. Now, weeding and hand labor and herbicides are used. Weeds are a major problem in Florida. They grow year-round. And heat stress can limit growth, especially during the summer months. And fertilizer runoff potential is accentuated with the high irrigation amounts. So what we wanted to see is what would happen if we put plastic mulch over these containers during pot-to-pot production. What would happen? Would it affect our growth positively, negatively? Irrigation needs, what happens during the irrigation when we put the plastic mulch? Does it regulate the temperature, high, low? We would assume that it would help weed control. And then we want to look at the economics, placing it on there and then pulling it off. What did this do to the cost of production? So we got some experimental plots. The research was conducted in Balm at the Gulf Coast Research and Education Center. We used 25 non-spaced plants, 1 gallon in a plot. We used Ligustrum japonicum as our test plant. We had a typical overhead irrigation, and that was important for me to use this system in the typical fashion that growers are using. We used a 55% bark and 45% peat media. We used Harrell's control-release fertilizer. And our planting date was March 31st, and we grew them for 22 weeks. The experimental design was a randomized complete block. Treatments, we used black plastic, white plastic, and then we used our control no plastic. We had 10 reps. The irrigation was controlled by three soil moisture sensors and a data logger controller. And our soil moisture was kept between 25 and 30% soil moisture. We used 9 temperature probes to look at the soil temperature. And then we prune our plants once during the season to 6 inches, both height and width. And some of the data we looked at was the growth index. We looked at the weed fresh weight and how long it took to weed the plants. We looked at the EC, the soil temperature, irrigation amounts, which were looked at through flow meters. And then we looked at how long it would take to remove the plastic mulch, and then also the biomass, root and shoot. And here's one of our plots. This is the control, and you can see our soil moisture sensor probe in there. And what we did is we fill all the containers with our media. We put them out in the arrangement that we had, the 5x5. And then we put the plastic mulch over the top of them and we wrapped the sides. We punched a hole in the center of the pots and we plugged our liner in there. And this is towards the end of production. You can see our control at the top, black plastic on the left and white plastic on the right. And here's our growth index chart. And you can see our pruning time on the control was about 12 weeks. On our plastic, it was about 14 weeks. And the control grew a lot faster than our plastic mulch. And the black and white, really, there was no significant difference between their growth. And if you look at the plant dry weights, the shoot weight, the black plastic, white plastic were the same, which was significantly different from the control, much greater in the control growth at the end of the season. And the roots showed a similar response. The soil temperature was really surprising to me. I figured that using plastic mulch over those beds, we would have had some significant difference, whether it was black plastic maybe being a little hotter or the white plastic moderating the temperature. And surprisingly, when we looked at all these different types of data, the temperatures weren't affected. We looked at the temperature over 24 hours, the variance, the means. We looked at the standard deviation of 24 hours. We looked at the minimum at 6 o'clock. We looked at the maximum at about 3 o'clock. And they all showed no significant difference between the controls and the plastic mulches. That was very surprising to me. And I will say something on that previous slide, though. We did take our temperature readings from the center pod. And so you do have a buffered, you know, you've got plants buffered around it. If we took that same reading on the outside edges of those beds, there may be some difference there. But we decided to go with the middle since the edge effect is fairly limited during production. You only have a minor edge versus a large center in those pots. There was a great effect of mulch looking at weeds. We took weed data at 8, 12, 16, and 20 weeks. And then this is the combined weeds over that whole time. And this is over the plot, the entire plot of 25 plants. And we had about 350 grams in the control. And then the black and the white were about 50, and they weren't different from each other. Weeding time again. Now, this is on a per pot basis. If you added up all the weeding time throughout the season, it took about 35 seconds per pot on the control. And then on the black and the white plastic, it was about 4.9, 4.8. We also didn't use herbicides. Typically, growers in the control plot would probably use pre-emergent herbicides. We didn't use any herbicides. We didn't want that to confound any of our results. Water use was remarkable here. This is where our big effect was, aside from the weeds. After 22 weeks, our control used 103, almost 104,000 gallons of water over those 10 plots, and the black plastic had an 81% reduction, and the white plastic was about a 91% reduction in water usage. Now, this may explain why our growth was altered also on the growth index, and why our plastic mulched pots were growing a little slower. You can see, I guess, with saving so much water, we were also increasing our salt content. We used the same control-release fertilizer amount in all the pots, and with that much reduction in water, we weren't getting that leaching effect. So our ECs kept climbing through the season, and you can see at the end of at 20 weeks when we took this data, the plastic mulch was much, much higher than the control. And also our pH levels, as our EC was going up, our pH was going down. And at the end, our black plastic and white plastic, 4.4 and 5.0 versus our control at 6. So we're thinking that this possibly was affecting our growth and reducing our growth by, like, say, 3 to 4 weeks. So the economic, is it actually feasible? And when we looked at this in our 1 gallon pot production, the plastic mulch cost about $2.24 per 1,000 pots. The removal labor cost about $2.70 per 1,000. And I thought the removal was going to be really difficult. And through the whole season, I kept trying to figure out how I was going to get the plastic off. And we were able to just have one person at one end and one person at the other end. And as if you lift it up, the plastic just moved right around the plant and came right off. And that may not be the case if you're growing like a trailing juniper or something like that. But with the ligustrums being a vase shape, they just lifted right off. Removal cost was about $2.70 per thousand. The burn disposal cost would increase the cost of the economics of the plastic, but we didn't take that into account. Most of it would be burned in the field. Usually, typically, that's what our strawberry growers and vegetable growers do. They ball it up and burn it. Total was about $5 per thousand pots. And then herbicide, if you looked at ornamental pre-emergent herbicide in Florida, it generally costs between $1.50 to $8 per thousand. And that's multiple, that's probably in that 22 week, that would probably be 3 to 4 treatments. And you're only going to get about 80% control. So you will be expending more hand labor in that scenario. Our fertilizer, we're thinking that we could probably reduce fertilizer by 50%, if not more. And you're looking at about $30 reduction per 1,000 pots. And then, of course, the reduced water pumpage. We're thinking about an 80% reduction in water pumpage costs, which is marginal. And then you would add the delayed turn 3 to 4 weeks. But I think if we looked at fertilizer a little more closely, that might be eliminated. So for the summary, plastic mulch did provide some benefits. We had a great reduction in irrigation, and we minimized greatly our weeds. And mainly when we saw weeds, you know, it was right around that liner plug. And some of them, I don't know if they were being blown in or if they came in with our liners, but that was where you'd see the weeds in there, in our plastic mulch stuff. And you could possibly use a pre-emergent herbicide, like say a liquid pre-emergent herbicide right over the top of that plastic before you put the plastic maybe. It's definitely integral with current infrastructure. Overhead sprinklers work fine. Growth was reduced 3 to 4 weeks. Potential reduced fertilizer by about 50%, if not more. And then, of course, you're going to have disposal of plastic, which is a sustainability issue. And then we'd like to continue this research, looking at especially the fertilizer, to see if we can reduce fertilizers. We're going to repeat this with a 50% reduction and a 75% reduction in our control-release fertilizer to see what that does to production times. So, and I'd just like to say thank you to the people that helped me collaborate and funded this. We had Mosaic Fertilizer Company, Dr. Kozer's lab at the UF Gulf Coast Research and Education Center, IFIS Statistical Consulting, and then Harrell's Fertilizer. Is there any questions about the research? Yes. Yeah, what I believe is that the question was irrigation. Why was the irrigation reduction so great? And I really believe that the plastic mulch was not allowing it to evaporate off the surface of the pot. Surprisingly, the irrigation from overhead was able to filter through that liner hole, and it was able to saturate that container. And then that plastic reduced that evaporation from the surface of the pot. And so what I feel is that the leaf evaporation, transpiration, isn't as great as the surface evaporation in our production system in Florida. It seems like, at least in ligustrums, that the majority of that water lost from that pot is either out the bottom or from that surface, and then that plastic was holding that all in there. Correct, and the question was, did the soil moisture sensors help for not over-irrigating? And yes, that soil moisture sensor was beautiful in keeping it at the right thresholds, high and low. Yeah. Yeah. Any other questions? Vanessa? Yeah, sure. Yeah. So the question is, why did I choose ligustrums out of any of the plants that we grow? And ligustrums, most of our ornamental growers, woody ornamental growers, ligustrum is one of their top 10, you know, plants. And it's a super easy plant to grow. It's no issues usually. There's a caterpillar that we get in the spring, and then there's a leaf spot. And I wanted to pick something that I wasn't going to have to fight in terms of pathogens and diseases and insects and things like that. And ligustrum was a sure pick for me. Yeah, thanks. Any other questions? Yes, sir.